All right. Well, you know what today is going to be. It's going to be a New Year focus for 2018. And I've selected John chapter 15, verses 1 through 5 this morning. Jesus talking with his disciples and giving them some instructions along with all of us, those he's talking to, instructing them what they need to do in order to grow spiritually. And it's what we want to do in 2018. So if you will, follow along with me in John chapter 15, beginning with verse 1. I am the vine, true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. So neither can you unless you abide in me. Now this is the key verse right here. And it's also the pasture scripture of the week. So hopefully by next Sunday you'll know this one by heart, because it is a good verse. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and that's the key. We have to abide in Christ. And I in him, he bears much fruit. And this is the clincher right here. For apart from me, you can do nothing. We can't bear fruit apart from abiding in the vine, which is Christ Jesus. Neither can fruit trees produce any fruit unless they stay attached to the branch. And the vine feeds the sap through to the branches. Now, I don't know what, you know, you consider your year's been like, where you've cherished everything that you've experienced, or you want to quickly forget it. And I'm not much for making resolutions. I prefer to make goals or pledges or promises. And we make promises to one another, but sometimes we break those, don't we? And it's a difference, and it's not good to break a promise anyway. You know, God makes promises to us, and he never breaks them, does he? He's always true. He's always faithful. So, you may not accomplish, or you may not successfully met all of the resolutions, if you want to call that, in this past year, this being the last year of 2017, and you may already have been thinking about what you want to accomplish in 2018. But you know what? This scripture is perfect. Apart from me is who? God. We can do nothing. So we need a partner this year, right? Now, who is the best partner to have to accomplish your goals? That's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ. So join up with him. Be on his team this year as you look towards 2018, and set some goals. And I'm going to be sharing these with you quickly, because I got to go out to Dabney today and preach again. And then off Kim and the kids up north, further north to Minnesota. So we covet your prayers. I covet your prayers now. And as I go out to Dabney this morning to preach the message he wants us me to share. And the last part of that, which would be verse 5, and probably looking down towards the last two sentences there, a paragraph, for apart from me, you can do nothing. So, again, team up with the Lord this year. Make him a priority in your life. Don't leave home without him. You don't leave home without your express, right? Your express car, American Express. But don't leave home, don't leave church without him. You know, when you leave church today, take Jesus with you, and as you look into the new year. Because when you're thinking about the disciples, they were faced with a new day, because when you're looking at their Master Jesus had died, and their hopes were crushed. And I don't know, for a lot of people, their hopes have been crushed for 2017, because there's a lot of things that's happened and will happen continually on to into 2018. And their dreams were shattered. As per Jesus' instructions, they assembled in the upper room, knowing what needed to be done, but lacking both power and the desire to carry it out. So that's why Jesus said, "Abide in me, and apart from me, you can do nothing." And that's true. How many have ever tried to do stuff on your own and not ask Jesus' assistance? Well, it doesn't take long. We'll fall flat on our face. We'll get up, dust ourselves off, and say, "What went wrong?" And you automatically know, "Well, I didn't include the Lord." So include him this year. Make him a priority in your life. And it was here, their doubt, that the Holy Spirit entered the picture. That in Acts chapter 2, I was thinking about Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. It said the Holy Spirit powerfully entered their lives and they became bold preachers of the gospel. And Jesus spoke. Let me see where I am. There's a new year. Jesus spoke of the same Holy Spirit in John chapter 14. Here we are. Verse 26, when he said, "But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative," that is, Jesus saying, "the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you." So Jesus was reminding the disciples, okay, you're going to abide in me. And now the Holy Spirit's going to be coming, and he's going to be instructing and teaching and guiding you everything that I've already told you. So there is your support. There's your advocate. There's your parakeet. And so Jesus is giving them some vital instructions. They was having a new beginning without Christ being there with them to assist them every moment of the day. So the Holy Spirit was coming. So as we consider New Year's goals, and that's why I say either you make them goals, pledges, or promises to the Lord, we must do so in realizing that we cannot successfully in keeping it apart from God. In John chapter 15, verse 5, going back to that, I don't want you to forget this, because this is part of your memory verse for this week. "Apart from me, you can do nothing." And that "me" again is clearly God. So you're not alone. So with these thoughts in mind, I would like for us to offer you some good goals for you to consider for 2018. And one of those, the first one, is find time for God. Build on your personal relationship with him. See, in the course of the day, make time to creatively spend time with God. And I'll reflect on that more in a few minutes. But I have been saying, or have said, if you don't write something down, you'll forget it. I write things down. And Brenda, I don't know if she stepped out for a minute, but anyway, I'm always writing things down. I jot it down. I'll either put it on my desk back here at home, and she'll go in and she'll try to tidy up. She's very tidy about keeping everything, you know, neat and clean, everything. And she does, and she says, "What are all these notes?" She said, "Well, I write them down so I don't forget them. And then I'll put them in my phone or my computer so that there'll be constant reminders of me, of my schedule, the things important to me, and priorities that I don't want to forget." So write things down, and you won't forget them. Put them in an active calendar, and guess what? The odds of it happening just increased. That means it's going to help you out. And look at your day. And where in that day you can make an appointment to spend time with Jesus. You got to make that slot. We make slots, the priorities and things that we really want to do. We're going to do it, aren't we? I'm just saying, put a spot in your daily activity. Look at your day. And where in that day you can make an appointment to spend time with Jesus. Then write under that time a slot in your calendar, Jesus. Invite Jesus to meet with you and build your personal relationship with Him. So in this time, you can read your Bible, read an inspirational magazine or book, or pray or sing or walk a journal. I know many of you walk, don't you? And if you walk by yourself, you know, you can quote scripture or you can just sing. You can communicate with the Lord. You can talk. You can pray. This is a good time to just reflect on God's goodness. You know, as Steve Antris was saying, God's good. You know, He's good all the time. And so, how boring are our relationships where we say and do the same things every time we are together? How boring could that be? So, also start with short amounts of time. Use exercise principles. You know, many of you exercise, don't you? I know we're living in a world where people are exercising to the hilt, aren't they? I mean, eating and all the supplements and things that we do. So, if you spend an hour exercising in the beginning, you will be too sore, actually, to exercise the next day, won't you? If you haven't done that already. I remember entering high school, I decided I wanted to continue playing football. I started playing football when I was in sixth grade. But now that I was in high school, I realized that I was in a different league, a new set of rules, new conditioning, and so forth. And I remember Coach Henderson sitting us down and say, okay, this is a contact sport. You got to be conditioned. We're going to be running. We're going to be doing push-up. We're going to be boxing. We're going to be wrestling. We're going to be lifting weights. We're going to be, I mean, he had a whole list of things. And I thought, man, this is a lot different than what training the little guys there, you know. But I listened to him, and I realized that, you know, he said if you want to be conditioned to play this game, you got to be in shape, mentally, physically, and he said emotionally. So I determined at that fact I was going to stick with it, do whatever it took to do my best to play the game. And that's what we have to do. So if you're serious about something, then you're going to do what it takes to do it. If you're serious with your relationship with Jesus Christ, you're going to do whatever it takes to make time for the Lord Jesus Christ. In any sport or anything that we do, we've got to pace yourself, right? So pace yourself, you know, when it comes to spending time. Jesus would rather meet with you 1 minute a day than 20 minutes one day a year. 1 minute. Try that at first. 1 minute a day. But I'm saying give the Lord 5, 10, 15 minutes. You know, on the scale of our involvement in church in any form or fashion, if you live to be 75 years of age, you will have only spent 13 months in church. You think about that. You sleep more than you do anything else. You know what? If you live to be 75 years old, you're going to sleep 25 years of your life. So that only leaves 50 years that you're going to be productive in anything. So it'd be better if we could have spent 25 years in church if we live to be 75 rather than just 13 minutes, wouldn't it? But thinking about it, consider your time with the Lord. So as you build that relationship, you will learn to hear the voice of God through the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will then personally convict you. He will guide you. As Jesus said, the Holy Spirit has come to guide, direct, and teach you what I've already instructed and told you. You know, Holy Spirit may rebuke you when necessary. It will teach you. It will counsel you. It will comfort you. It will provide peace for you. And when that happens, our relationship will deepen, and our relationship with the Lord will grow. Secondly, stay or become more active in church worship, Bible study, and church ministry. So if you expect to grow personally, don't just come to Sunday morning once a month or a year. I strongly believe that in order to become all that we can be. Now, is that that's Marines, isn't it? No, that's Army, isn't it? That's Army. Be all you can be. Be all you can be. We need each other, and even more than the fellowship, we need each other. We need to be with each other in Bible study. And that can be Sunday school. That can be weekday Bible study. It can be just one-on-one or two people or group together to study. But choose to study God's Word sometime within the day's period. We need that. You need that. I need that. And it is you that miss out, not risking getting and staying involved with the Lord and His church. And then now we're looking at the third goal I would like for you to consider. Put any undesirable habit, any habits in here, you may not know about, but somebody else does. Your wife or your husband may know what your habits are, the little quirks, right? Our addictions or sin into the hands of God. He is the one that can take care of it, help us with it. And too many of us start here with resolutions or pledges or vows or promises, and we try to treat a symptom without addressing the root cause. Now, unless you abide in Christ, as the Scripture says here in verse 5, and choose to invite the Holy Spirit into your life and into your hang-ups, there is no hope. And that's why Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. He said, there's no hope without me. There's no peace. There's no resolution to what you want to accomplish in life unless you do it with me. And you always try and quit, and you will most always fail if you don't include Christ. So I've been your pastor for, can you believe it, 9 years now? 9 years as of the 28th of this month. And I have got to know most of you enough to know where you are hurting and where your difficulties are. Where hidden pains and even sins are. And don't think it's, really, don't you think it's time to break that cycle? You can't change by yourself. You know, we often try to change matters or our own self. You know, oftentimes you hear people who really get to the humbling point in their lives and realize, well, I can't do it myself. I need someone much bigger, stronger than me. And that's when they turn to the Lord. You need a powerful presence of God. And you can find a presence of God more powerfully when you meet with Him on a personal basis. And if you want to change, start by building that personal relationship with Christ and let God begin to change your hunger for the change to thirst for righteousness. When I go back and think about Abraham, you know, that was the number one thing that God pointed out. He was a man of righteousness because he saw. He wasn't perfect. He sinned just like you and I do. But he saw after God's righteousness. And that's what he was known for his faith and for his righteousness. And this new year that quickly comes, make it a year where you place it all into the ever capable hands of God. Now, this new year that quickly comes, make it a year where you can place it all into His hands. Now, as we close, I have a poem here I want to share with you this morning. It's called The New Year. The New Year. And it goes like this. I am the New Year. I am unspoiled page in your book of time. I am your next chance at the art of living. I am your opportunity to practice what you have learned about life during the last 12 months. All you sought and didn't find in hidden is hidden in me, waiting for you to search it, but with more determinations. All the good that you have tried for and didn't achieve is mine to grant when you have fewer conflicting desires. All that you dream but didn't dare to do, all that you hope but did not will, all of the faith that you claim but did not have, they slumber lightly, waiting to awaken by the torch of a strong purpose. And I like this last one. I am your opportunity to renew your allegiance to Christ who said, "Behold, I make all things new." I like that part. And He does. He'll make all things new. Now, with all this in mind, John chapter 15, verse 5 is a verse that I hope that you will try to memorize this week. Abide in me, I in you. Without me, you can do nothing. So as your pastor, I challenge you, these three things, spend time with the Lord, get involved, with the church, Bible study, worship, and then all the habits and things that, that's the old flesh trying to hang on to you. You can't change your own, but you can change with allowing God to work in and through your life. I promise you, if you will practice and consider these three things this morning, these thoughts, and apply them and make them goals in your life, you will be a changed person at the end of 2018 by allowing yourself, spending time with the Lord, giving Him a part of your life. He'll make a difference. That's a promise. Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name this morning. We thank you. The Lord, you instruct us, you guide us, you help us. And you've been with us throughout this whole year. And now as we're facing a new challenging year, 2018, you'll still be with us. You've been with us from the very beginning of time, and you'll be with us through the end of time, through eternity. And it's so important for us to include you in our daily activities. So often we get so busy and involved in the things, Lord, that are important, but nothing's more important than including you, allowing your Holy Spirit to teach and move, instruct, and even warn us of the things that are not good. Help us to keep the right focus this year. And if we'll keep the right focus and keep you first in our priorities, our life will be much, much better. We'll have more joy. We'll experience the peace that passes all understanding. And I thank you for everyone here today. And I know that your Holy Spirit is at work this morning. You're always at work. The Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is always at work, renewing, changing, and exalting our life. Lord, I praise you and I thank you. Whatever decisions, Lord, that you are laying upon each of our hearts here today, if it's come forward and pray or make a decision or renew our commitment to you to start a new year fresh, this new beginning of a new year, may we be willing to step out. And that is, when we step out, Lord, that's showing us that we're serious about our commitment with you. We praise you and we thank you in the precious name of Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Our hymn.